Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. We got a very special episode today.
I'm seriously so excited. I've been looking forward to this all week.
Me too.
Let's freaking go.
Us too.
We have the famous Aunt Linda's son and daughter-in-law with us. Tanner and Daniela Goodman.
Let's go.
Let's freaking go.
The special brownies, Aunt Linda.
Aunt Linda.
This is the son.
It's all me.
That's my mother.
Those were my brownies.
I was not there, unfortunately.
Would have been a party. Wasn't that? Oh, yeah, that was a fake one. So
yeah, absolutely. Do you think Aunt Linda's bringing special?
No, not his actual mom. She wouldn't.
She would also shoot you.
Yeah.
That is true.
You know the best thing about that story was the family reunion was going on.
Yes,
while we were doing it.
We threw the whole family.
Hold up. Is that Linda? Linda? Like, is that the Linda?
Mom?
Mother?
Mom?
Mommy?
Are you okay?
Are you lit AF right now?
At the B13?
Stoked to have you guys. The theme for this week is manipulation at its finest. So all four of our stories are going to be about manipulation in some form. Mm-hmm. See if you can spot the fake, and we're going to jump right in.
The title is Manipulative and Selfish Family Member. I want to get everyone's take on this because I kind of don't know what to do, and no one else that I talk to knows how to go about life with this family member, LOL. So my brother, we'll call him Jake, decided to plan a family trip 5 months in advance to go to New York and visit family. He got his tax returns, so of course he had to splurge. He bought him, his wife, and 7 children all tickets to a cruise, then bought plane tickets to New York. Was supposed to get an Airbnb, but ran out of money, so my mom agreed to let them stay in her 2-bedroom apartment by the city. Last minute, my mom had gotten back from the cruise and caught COVID, strep, and another contagious illness. She should have told him not to come, but she tried telling him that she was sick, and he got angry and started saying that she got sick on purpose. She felt bad and let him stay anyway. She bought him and his family groceries, air mattresses to sleep on, and Pampers for their 3-year-old son. My mom discloses, and I told him before he even got there, Mommy does not want you smoking in the house. If you want to smoke, do it outside. I'm an avid pothead, and I'm telling him that. He says he's okay, I won't smoke. He gets there, and within 2 days, my mom calls me with a laundry list of problems. His kids peed on the couches, blankets, and pillows because they were so glued to their electronics. His wife doesn't take care of their kids nor teaches them how to take care of themselves. His wife was forced to take her own daughter to urgent care because she had gotten her period and didn't know how to take care of herself or tell anyone, so she just didn't change or clean herself up and ended up getting a nasty infection.
Oh, shit, no.
Yeah. He himself had 3 people buy him groceries, all for him to say, no one helped me and no one cared about me. He smoked in the house and made the whole building's fire alarm go off, and 2 fire trucks came to the building. He then has the nerve to call my father, who has type 2 diabetes and isn't doing well. He has his arm in a splint, he's limping because of his diabetes, and he's extremely skinny. My brother is expecting my father to take care of him, his wife, his 7 children, and his dog. Mind you, my father is on Social Security and only gets $1,000 a month. So my brother decides to call me to cry to me about how much of a victim he is and how he couldn't take the mistreatment, so my dad apparently had to go and rescue him. He called my dad to pick him up because he couldn't handle people telling him how irresponsible and disgusting he is. And my dad's girlfriend is trying to take care of her mom, who just recently got a dialysis. Mind you, my brother was around my mom and sister, who were extremely sick with COVID, strep, and pink eye. Tell me how you guys would go about this. because at this point, I'm still upset and frustrated with my own brother.
Oh. They're just living in their own filth all the time.
Is there just poop everywhere?
Yeah. Pee? Like, freaking period?
Oh,
what
my gosh.
What in the hell?
I don't know. I couldn't really follow. There was so much.
I know.
Drop a nuke.
Yeah.
They did.
Literally.
They did on the couches.
Yeah. Burn it down.
The kids are so addicted to electronics that they just pissed all over the couch.
What?
Like, just like raging out on Blippi. Probably.
Yeah.
Parents are getting manipulated. Then he's calling her, trying to manipulate her to get help and like feel bad for me.
Yep.
But like,
he sounds just like,
bro, you. How old are his kids? Does it say?
Yeah. Well, I think the youngest is 3. So 3 and up, 7 of them.
So this dude's like mid-40s.
And one of them's old enough to have her period.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
True. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
So there's a wide range.
Had her period and peed herself on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, not the
match. 15th. Bruh.
You.
Clippy.
What's the next step here? I feel like as the mom of this son, the responsible thing to do is get those kids away from him or call CPS. Like, what?
Yeah, I can't imagine what their house looks like their home.
Well, mom's home? No. Mom's 2-bedroom apartment in New York? Well, that a couple and 7 children we're going to go to, but then she got COVID and strep and chlamydia. Like, whatever.
I don't remember that part.
I don't either.
Like, those are your grandkids. I know that's your child, but those are your grandkids. I feel like I would be so protective over them at that point.
Well, she was like probably almost dying.
Not if they're defecating on the couch. COVID.
But not saying she needs to take them in, but I would definitely report the son.
Oh, you're saying
7 kids just to the orphanage. Like,
well, they would learn manners. They would learn normal human behavior.
I wonder how much money they go through, just like hospital bills.
Do they go to the hospital?
Pick up their poop in their house.
Ew. I don't. What?
They use cats.
This gave me anxiety.
Where's the wife? The mom?
Well, it said she was there.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a comment and said, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe what I just read about your brother. I'm sorry I don't have any advice at this moment. This is just horrible. Your poor parents, the poor kids, they're being raised just like him." And then, like, the author said, "I was hoping for advice. I'm just not, like, even surprised at this point. He just gusted because this isn't just the first time. He's done the same thing to me when I was pregnant, constantly picking fights with me, getting people to gang up on me and take his side, then demanding an apology from me and making other people try to make me apologize. Had me taking care of his kids when I was pregnant with a broken arm." Oh my gosh. Mind you, but yet.
Why is everyone broken?
Yeah. Tell us. Well, I was pregnant, but yet he refused to physically help me with any basic activities. I'm just so angry he's doing the same thing over and over again, but then wants to play victim all the time. And it's like my poor nephews, especially the oldest one, takes on so much responsibility and discipline because my brother most definitely has his favorites.
Okay. Oh, but like low-key, this guy's being totally enabled to be an asshole.
Yes.
The fact that no one from beginning with mom and dad up until like sister, like yes, we have sympathy for her, but like no one has been like turn around and walk away.
Yes.
You're out of our lives.
Yes.
And we're calling CPS and rescuing your kids.
Like those poor kids.
Yeah. That's really sad. Oh. Like the fact that mom pawned her daughter off to the urgent care. You know what I mean? To teach her about her period. Like YouTube. I don't know. You know? We can do this together rather than get in the car and go to urgent care and like, can you tell her?
I can imagine a stranger teaching me that. Like in an urgent care. I forgot
about that part.
Yeah, you know this. So dad, mom, you know this.
Well, Loki.
Or like wife of.
No, sister of is writing the story.
But has wife.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know the guy did not ask her dad to like have a blessing to marry her. You know that.
Wait. Say that again.
Like the guy that sucks at being a dad. Didn't ask like his wife. He didn't go to his father-in-law and ask like, "Hey, can I marry your daughter?"
Oh, because father-in-law would have been like, "No, you're like, a loser."
Yeah.
He probably got married at first.
They probably had 3 kids.
Yeah, they had 7 kids by the time they were like 17.
Yeah. Oh gosh, dude, that's so sad though. I feel for those kids. Mm-hmm.
That was very a whole manipulative mess.
Yeah. That is a shit show.
Literal.
Dude's shit. Like,
thanks mom. For sharing, Marley.
Just got off the phone with my mom. I wanted to be a good son and remind her that I love her. And I'm here for her if she needs me for anything. She's recovering from COVID and is feeling a lot better. We had a lovely short chat until she pulls her signature move of turning everything into a pity party about her for whatever unreasonable and random reason she decides to pull out of her ass. She brought up 7-year-old problems that we had previously already solved a long time ago. She opened old wounds and poured salt in them, all to appease her need for constant reassurance and attention. Even after I literally just finished giving her attention and reassurance, which was my entire point for calling in the first place. In her mind, she always needs to be the victim for one reason or another. She's emotionally manipulative, and she never takes responsibility for her own faults and mistakes. I dealt with her calmly, reasonably, and level-headed as possible. It was hard. I told her I disagree with your version of the story, but that's not relevant anymore. She persisted ranting and venting, and she finally changed the topic, and we ended the phone call. I need advice on how to deal with this in the following ways. So A is when I'm talking to her and she's behaving this way. So what's an advice?
Don't talk to her. Send a card.
Hey! Oh, that's so hard. It's so hard to navigate because you feel like you see it clearly. You understand like why they are the way they are in some sense. You give them like that grace. But when it's affecting your mental health, it's really hard to be like, I see what you're doing. This is not healthy. This is not acceptable. I'm not going to be treated like this. Like, please see where I'm coming from. But people like that, they're so set in their ways and old that it's like, how do you get them to see it clearly?
If you know to anticipate that, it is then your choice. You're putting yourself in that position. So if it's important to you to let your mom know that you love her, write a card.
Yes.
It does suck though, because it's like, I want to talk to my, you know, he wants to talk to his mom.
Yeah. But then he needs to do more work on his end.
Yeah.
To build up that strength of the wall.
So it doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
The fourth wall.
It will. Well, mom needs therapy. First off.
Yes.
Mom needs help.
You can't wait for mom to change.
No.
But you can also tell mom she needs therapy.
I'm sure he has.
Mom.
I think that's just what internet frenzy's conclusion always is. Everybody in the freaking world needs therapy.
shout out BetterHelp, sponsor us.
Oh, honestly though, actually.
But really, therapy for the win.
Yes.
Mom needs therapy bad. Kid needs therapy to protect his little heart. And unfortunately, like, there's really not much you can do to improve the situation because there's like the half that is the work that mom would have to do to improve it. All you can really focus on is yourself and like, what are you going to expose yourself to?
Yes. And stopping that like generational, like, what's pattern? The right word? Pattern. Stop that with you. It ends with you. And you are not going to do that to your kids or anyone for that matter. Any relationship you have with someone, it's so hard being friends with people that like always make it about themselves or they're always the victim. So I know that's his mom and like he needs, obviously you can choose different friends and things like that. You can't really choose a different mom, but like you said, you got to distance yourself from that like heartbreak a little bit. So if that means writing a card rather than a phone call.
This guy sounds really intelligent. So part of me even wonders if this is so much about how to talk to his mom as it is more of like a call for just some love on his end. Mm-hmm. I think he just needs some love.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Oh. Soulja Boy?
How'd we go sad? How'd we go sad?
Because this guy knows.
Well, we can make it sadder with part B.
You can tell this guy loves his mom.
Yeah, he
loves
her. He doesn't want to just
and he's just yearning for this relationship, but the reality is it's not going to change. Mm-hmm. At least not on the timeline that he probably wants.
Yep.
And so I think he just needs a big hug and to write cards.
Yeah. Some stationery and a big hug.
I love that.
You want to hear part B now?
What's your address? We'll send him a teddy bear.
The I need advice on how to deal with this. Part B. When I'm left with my thoughts afterwards and the years of trauma she's put me through being emotionally manipulative, my whole life begin to plague my mind. plague his mind.
You okay, bud?
Wow.
With a period at the end. And then thank you, period.
Oh. What are some comments? Are people like giving him love?
Yeah. How many comments? Are there more than two?
None. There is. Oh, Slick LOL says, I'm going. Says, I'm going to keep it simple. You get what you allow. My parents have always played the victim card when I was growing up. As I got older, I stopped letting them. I just shut it down and end the conversation. Maybe I'm a bad son. Maybe I'm not understanding. But I believe it serves no one to entertain that.
Aww. Valid, Slick.
Yeah, no one is LOL.
And then description obvious 40 said, my mom.
My mom.
Oh, you got to say it with an accent now.
My it's mom. M-U-M.
Mom.
My mom. No, and then he goes on and says stuff. What's my mom?
He's like, no, that's my mom. My mom. You talking about my mama?
Why are you talking about my mama like that?
I'm just thinking, like, yeah, he's definitely.
You gotta read the rest of the accent now.
No, I'm trying to find like a really good one.
Wait, what did mom say?
Me mom.
Okay.
Me mom.
Description obvious 40 says, my mom is emotionally manipulative and every conversation I have, my mom, I have with her leads to her crying about how hard her life is and how everyone has been so mean to her. I stopped having conversations with her. I haven't spoken to her in more than a year and she never met her third grandchild.
Oh.
Okay.
See, that's even more sad.
Yeah.
If you completely block them out of your life, then it's like, that serves no one.
Right. Yeah,
that's big.
Yeah, it's been, like, what about... Did I do that? Mom? No. Me, mom?
Mom?
Linda? Linda, mommy?
No, you haven't done that.
No. But, like, at that point, it's like, yes, your mom's manipulative, but, like, your grandkid needs to know grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
unless she's that crazy, okay, sure, maybe not.
That's sad. It's sad because very sad. The mom probably will never go to therapy. He can, though, and he can stop that pattern now, and he's very much aware of it, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as point B goes, I'd say let those feelings exist. Yes. Don't rush out of them because that really does suck.
Yep.
But life goes on, and you can start anew.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Better relationships.
Find a new mom.
Find a new mom.
That doesn't work.
It's like
Craigslist. We're looking for a mom.
I'm a mom.
Where's my mom's at?
Where's my mom's at?
You get a lot of comments on that.
Where's my mom's at?
Anyone want to be my mommy?
I love it.
I prefer manipulative.
I like manipulative.
Before I start this story, I want to do a trigger warning. This is involving essay of a minor. Here we go. Am I the asshole for wanting to take my 4-day-old baby away from her dad without saying anything to him? Like, leave when he's sleeping. I just gave birth 4 days ago to a beautiful baby girl. I'm 29, my husband's 30. Right after we were discharged and got home 3 nights ago, my husband got a call from his father, and next thing I know, my husband is losing it. He's on the phone for like 45 minutes, just flipping out, crying, snorting, yelling. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong, and he's ignoring me. He goes and gets himself a six-pack. He finally opens up to me about what's going on. Apparently, his brother, I think 27, I've only met him twice because he lives with their dad out of state, just got arrested for kidnapping. Photos of minor children and having sexual relations with a young girl a week ago. He wouldn't tell me how old she was. Kept dodging the question. He's been a mess since then. He has barely held our daughter, and when he does, he's just crying. He's not helping me at all. He's just completely shut down. I'm trying to be understanding, but I don't know the depth of what's actually happening at this point because he's not really communicating with me. Well, his mom showed up here at 8 a.m. this morning and woke us all up. He apparently invited her here to talk about what they're going to do. I kind of snapped at one point because I'm asking, what's going on? And they are straight up ignoring me. So I snapped and said, will someone tell me what the is going on right now? And like, his mom brought up the article of the arrest, and it says minor girl aged 12 to 13. She was 12 when it started and is 13 now. So I kind of just clammed up because I'm in shock, I think. Well,
Him and his mom start talking about getting this guy a good lawyer because apparently there was evidence in texts showing that they were actively in a relationship and she knew what she was doing. They start searching for lawyers right then and there, and they start making phone calls to get quotes. Well, my husband just spoke to some lawyer for a free quote and gave the rundown on the situation to this guy, and my husband was like, blamed the girl, basically. Yeah, it's effed up because this girl knew what she was effing doing, so she just as much to blame here, if not more. I immediately felt sick to my stomach and just went to the bedroom with our daughter and kind of hid out, I guess. But him and his mom just came in here and asked me if I would pay for the lawyer. Apparently, the guy he was just on the phone with quoted him $12,000. I have $26,000 in fun money. No real purpose, but I've been saving over the past year. They also said he will need to be bonded out. I guess he was seen this morning at 9 a.m., which is why my mother-in-law came over today, and his bond is $10,000. $100,000 technically, but I guess you only have to pay 10%. I'm so confused. This is just what they're telling me. I think there was a longer process. This is all happening so fast. I don't want to pay for a lawyer. I don't want to pay this guy's bond. I don't want to be around my husband who is blaming the girl. I don't want to be around him when he's an emotional train wreck and having no help with our daughter because he's so effed up in the head right now. I don't know if I should wait it out and give him a chance to think more clearly before I jump ship and run for the hills, but everything in my body right now is screaming at me to run. I told him I didn't want to pay for the lawyer or bond. He said he understood, and I think he's trying to guilt me because every time I leave a room, he follows. 5 minutes later, bawling his eyes out on the phone with someone saying he's never going to see his brother again and trying to figure out how he's going to come up with the money. I need to figure something out. He needs that lawyer and I don't have the money. Or taking tissues from the bathroom and standing in the living room where I am to blow his nose super loud. It feels manipulative. Am I the asshole for wanting to run without telling him and take the baby? I don't know what to do here.
Run.
Layers. Yeah, baby.
Crazy.
My brother.
My poor perverted brother.
No.
Imagine this.
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
She has.
Your brother is a dumbass.
Brother needs to learn his lesson.
My thoughts exactly. Dumbass.
Your brother is an idiot.
Yes.
Bro, like, let him own his shiz.
Yes.
I think
he did what he did.
Well, and they found pictures.
It's evidence. Of your brother's an idiot. Sorry.
Little girls.
I definitely think husband's having a mental breakdown because he's trying to process so much at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like your first call, like if you're really close to your family member, and I'm sure it's a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Like your first gonna react with love, like, okay, how do I help them? But at the end of the day, no. Let brother learn his lesson. He is a disgusting human being.
Yes.
Let him learn that in prison.
I'm really glad you brought that up because in this story, like later on, like the updates and stuff, she does talk about the reason why he's so upset is because growing up, he was physically abused and the brother just had to watch because he couldn't help. Like he was defenseless. He couldn't like save his little brother. So I feel like that plays a role in why he feels like he needs to save him.
Oh, yeah. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you did bring that up. However, there are consequences to your actions, and those types of actions are unexcusable. Okay. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so deliberate.
Inexcusable.
Unacceptable, inexcusable.
Boom. It's like, yes. You're talking about a 12-year-old. Like, I'm just trying to put myself in this position. I can't relate at all, like, in terms of, like, if my family member were to do something like this, my reaction is like, I would never in a million years give you bond money.
Never.
Like, no. I'm sorry that this is like such a wild ass thing that you did. Like, you are going to jail. You're going to get everything that's coming to you.
Yep.
And but I love
I would
you.
Process it in therapy later. Yeah, no, like, yes, still love. Oh,
but maybe
like,
not. Honestly, not honestly, as much.
That's like that would really affect me deeply.
I love like, you less.
To try to
and how would you let them around Isla?
Yeah, exactly.
You can never allow them around your child.
Your relationship with them is forever.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
The younger brother, the one that screwed up, he's the one that was physically abused.
Yes.
Okay. That definitely probably.
That adds to this situation because obviously he's already, was it physically abused or sexually abused?
As far as this, it was physically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that messes with you.
Of course.
He's got tons of issues. So like as an older brother, you know, your little brother deals with that and you know, that's a struggle that kid has, but it's like you said, you made that choice regardless of what trauma you have.
Yep.
It's not okay. You have to deal with the consequence.
You and yes. you can't. It's yeah. she's 12 or 13, and you're trying to say yeah. she was down.
Could you imagine?
I'm sorry.
Like forgot about that part. He's like, oh, though. It's her fault.
Well, the mom was like, no, we have proof on text.
Yeah, what's the mom doing here?
She
yeah.
said it was all right.
The like, mom was letting her son get abused.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh. She already let him get abused. She didn't save him from that.
I don't know. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. We don't know that.
Massive.
But let's say we, however, let's say he did. She did.
If she's like saying, like trying to I feel like it would make sense if this mom's trying to justify and excuse his actions, it's probably coming from a lot of guilt within herself. So where is that guilt coming from?
Yes.
Because she didn't stand up.
100%. I really like that point a lot.
Yep.
That's a good point.
It's tough. It is legal. It is against the law. So there's that boundary that like it's an absolute no-go. It's so far across that line. It's like, I don't know. I just have a hard time with any thoughts around how it's okay or understandable. If that makes sense.
I have a lot of sympathy for mental health. And people who go through things that cause reactions and behaviors. Yes. However, there comes a point where you are responsible for recognizing the shit you've been through.
Yes.
And for healing from that and making the right choices to not repeat those same behaviors and push them upon someone else.
Yes.
Right.
Think about
some other helpless 12-year-old.
Yes.
At 27, you're old enough to have taken responsibility for what you've gone through.
Yes. Twice your age.
What?
And know that that's not okay.
And
then if you do it, go to jail.
Think about the damage he just put on that little girl now. That damage, that trauma. Mm-hmm. That little girl will never be the same.
Yeah, it's unforgivable.
It's unforgivable.
Truly, like...
your own trauma.
Yeah, so it doesn't have a follow-up of, an update of that just yet. But it does talk about like some of the charges he's being charged with, because there were some people being like, there's no way this is real, blah, blah, blah. And she's like combating all of that. Basically, some people are saying like, do not give them any money. And she's like, absolutely not. I'm not. So one said, a comment said, this is just walk away, Renee. Shout out. Also, I have a brother that's a predator. If they have solid evidence that the guy messed with a 12-year-old, he's going away for a while anyway. Whether you pay for an attorney or not, he might as well sit in a county lockup and get credit for time served. Which, county lockup is obviously much safer than being in prison anyway. So, and then this person said, so he took her across state lines. Doesn't that make it a federal case? Yeah, I guess he's looking at like 29 years for all the charges combined, because he brought her outside of state lines and everything. And then the next person said, so he took her across state lines. Doesn't that make it a federal case? The feds don't mess around. Put your money in a safety deposit box and get out of there now. And then this person said, yes, it makes it into federal sex trafficking of a minor. The same charges that Matt Gaetz, I don't know how to say his name, Gaetz, handedly dodged somehow. So, like, there is a possibility he could, like, get out of this if he gets a good lawyer. And that's, like, actually more common than, like, what's talked about. It's sad.
And screw the lawyers for wanting to defend people like that.
I have a hard time with that,
too. What? Defense lawyers? Like, yeah.
What?
They make a lot of money. That's why.
Yeah.
Dude, I actually side note. If they're really good... they make a lot of money. Your average criminal defense attorney like doesn't make that good of money, because criminals are not rich. Where does the money come from? You have to do a lot of cases.
Yeah. Or
unless you're really good, like
high-end.
Yeah, very high, right? Like O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. This one comes from True Off My Chest. I faked being sick to stop my parents from divorcing. I, 24M, have felt guilty about something for a long time. When I was 14, my parents were on the verge of divorce. They couldn't go a day without arguing, and I overheard them talk about splitting up. I'm an only child and truly could not comprehend them going separate ways. I was terrified, so I tried to take matters into my own hands. I faked being sick. I started telling them I had terrible headaches, dizziness, and weird pains behind my eyes. Much to my surprise, instead of yelling at each other, they were suddenly so focused on me. They started running me to doctor's appointments and trying to figure out what was wrong. The fights completely stopped. I felt terrible about lying, but I loved how they were finally getting along. For 2 or 3 months, we bounced from doctor to doctor trying to figure out what was wrong with me. I had blood tests, scans, you name it, but no one could find anything because, wait for it, there was nothing to find. Every time a specialist couldn't figure out what was wrong, my parents got more stressed, but it also seemed to bring them closer, like they were a team again. Honestly, it was exhausting, but I didn't know how to back out of it at that point. Here's where it gets ridiculous. My mom, who was already a little bit into alternative medicine, started buying various essential oils to address my symptoms. She was convinced they were helping me heal, so I just played along. As my parents' relationship seemed to mend, I started easing up on my sickness, and well, my parents never divorced. But now my mom genuinely believes the essential oils were what cured me. Flash forward 10 years, I'm 24 now, and my parents are still together, but my mom is obsessed with essential oils. She's not just a fan, she's full-on convinced they can fix everything. Got a cold? Eucalyptus. Stressed? Lavender. Bad Wi-Fi? Probably need some peppermint. She even carries a pouch of them in her purse just in case anyone needs an oil-based miracle. I know it's kind of ridiculous, but I can't bring myself to tell her the truth. Every time she goes on about how essential oil saved our family, I have to bite my tongue. I definitely feel guilty about lying, but there are worse side effects than being stuck in a house that smells like a botanical garden 24/7. So maybe this is the wrong thread for this, but should I tell my parents, or should I let my mom keep believing in her doTERRA fairy tales?
Yeah.
Wow. Let it go.
Absolutely.
Oh. Don't tell them.
Let it ride, baby.
You
played God. You straight up said, "I'm God. You are my child." Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Our family is saved. Good job.
No, literally. Yes.
As a 14-year-old, you're freaking genius.
And he's 20. 10 years later, they are literally still together.
There's always a moment, though, where I feel like every family has like that story that was just like, could you believe it? And then someone's like, hey, actually.
Oh. Yes.
This is one of those.
That's freaking awesome.
Wait, though.
Don't even say it. Don't even tell him.
Wait till he's 50 and then.
No, not even then.
No.
Wait till one of them goes into the casket and then you'll be like, Mom,
why?
Get this.
You think it's gonna make
that you thought you and Dad were good? Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
Me.
Also, your oils are shit.
Your oils started to make me get sick.
Yeah. No, it would have to be that that the mom dies and then he tells the dad. Like, you can't tell the mom. Like, she will just, like, her whole identity
her
is just...
life,
do you know how much money she has spent on these oils?
How much money they spent on the medical pills? All the tests they were running? All the scans? He run
that.
Them up for them to stay... Like
yeah, that's why they should the divorce. Stay together.
Yeah,
like,
they couldn't afford the divorce attorney.
Yes.
Exactly.
Hey, money worked.
They're still paying off the CAT scan.
But it worked, baby.
That's really why they stayed together.
Yeah. They couldn't afford it at that point.
What? I like want to try and like create a scenario. Like, what if she did tell them?
Yes.
Right?
Let's do like, it. Let her parents be like, wow, we really weren't like in the perfect world. They'd be like, we really just need to be focused on our child. Because it tells me like maybe they weren't.
Yeah.
Your kid gets a little bit easier to raise because she's the only one. So she's probably old enough to take care of herself. And then their parents started doing their own things and then they grew apart.
Right.
And they decide they want to get a divorce. And this daughter's like, hello, I'm still here.
Yeah.
So they came together where they should be always, you know.
Cute. That's true.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I don't know. As a parent, I'd feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
The last thing I would do is get mad at my child. I'd be like, whoa.
I'm so glad we're still together. Like this, like, far. I mean,
look at all the memories that have come since.
Do you think, though? Is it a boy or girl?
He's male.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was a girl.
So this
son.
It sounds
like it could be, but he says 24M at the beginning.
Oh, okay. So this son going, let's say he tells the parents, Mom and Dad, I lied. I was never sick. There was never any problems. I saw that you guys were struggling and you were going to get a divorce and I was absolutely terrified and I didn't want to lose my family over it. So I faked it. Do you think that truth coming out would end in them getting a divorce?
No.
10 years. Yeah,
not if they're actually in a good spot.
Yeah, there's
okay.
No way.
It's been too long.
Okay.
But it is interesting to think, like, what would be the consequences of him telling them?
Yeah, so what does he have to lose then if they're not going to get a divorce?
Mom.
Like, what do I say?
They
the
could
mom
be like,
saying, hey, mama, think of, on you.
Well, and it's dismantling her whole identity at this point.
Yeah.
She literally, like, she's like so invested in these essential oils. And now it's like, it saved my family. It saved my life. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, I feel like that'd be like yeah, I don't know.
Hurtful as the mom.
I can understand where, like, this boy, this man is coming from, but I'd say get rid of the guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like okay. What Tanner said. You played God. Like, you like, saved that
only
marriage.
Good things came
tell your
of
friends,
it.
Hey, guess what I did?
Yeah.
I'd
be telling everyone at parties, like, bro, when I was 14,
right?
Listen to this.
You were doing drugs.
I was saving marriage.
Like, 10 years later, bro? Like, you yeah. should stop worrying about it by now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. For me, I'd be just like...
I would be thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
I really would
like,
be.
Like, so proud of yourself?
Or I'd like, be like, dude...
Feeling guilty.
Biggest fleece job of all time.
Like, have you ever kept anything from your parents?
Oh, dude, many things.
Question. Have you?
Can you keep it to yourself? Does it plague you?
Yeah.
Not something like that that impacts both of them. So much,
but
like
they positively were, impacts them. This isn't even if it was a negative thing. Sure, I'd feel guilty, but
yeah, like if it well, but like what if he really did that and they still got divorced after they found out that he was fine? Like that he like he put them through all that. Like
well, yeah. There is the that's and,
but yeah. Like they stayed together, so it's like
the price of a divorce is a lot of
people
money.
People don't realize it. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So I've heard.
I got a quote. Got once. A quote. Not worth it.
I'd like, way rather just keep the money.
I'll just try her a couple of
but, months. Like, the monthly bill for therapy?
It's insane. It all adds up, you guys.
You either pay for the divorce, you pay for therapy.
Yeah, choose your heart.
My heart any day.
Put your shoulder to the wheel.
Okay.
You guys want to hear some comments?
Yeah, yes, I do. Definitely. I really do.
What are people saying?
Okay, I love this. Team? This one, this is my favorite. Yes, the classic move. Fake a serious illness to save your parents' marriage. And now your mom's convinced essential oils can solve every problem from bad Wi-Fi to world hunger. If only all family issues could be resolved with a few drops of lavender and a heaping dose of deception.
That was clever.
Congratulations. You've achieved the ultimate life hack. Saving your parents' marriage with a fake illness and a super fake lavender-scented solution. Hats off to you, sir. Sometimes ignorance truly is bliss.
I think because I'm the type that I want to know, like, the truth. I want to know it all. As the mom, I feel so bad for her that she really does not know.
But she doesn't know that she doesn't know. It's not like the son, like, she knows that her son has this big secret that, like, tears him up inside. They literally just don't know. And what you don't know won't kill you.
But because I know, I want her to know.
Actually, what they don't know saved them.
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
I really did. I want them to know to get the credit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're welcome.
I did that.
Okay, last comment.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
So you went from my parents might divorce to my mom now believes essential oils can fix anything. You're basically a household hero who accidentally started an essential oil empire. If you ever want to come clean, just tell her how you discovered a new blend that's very powerful. It's called Honesty.
Oh.
I love that. That's so
cool.
I love that.
He needs to make Hallmark cards.
Yeah. No kidding.
Actually, and send it to his mom.
But this could be a Hallmark movie.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do it.
Hallmark?
Who's the last?
Hallmark, hear me out. I got an idea.
The fourth wall.
It's Christmas.
This Christmas.
Peppermint leaves everywhere. Mom, dad, mad. Kids, sick, happy. Right?
Where's the love interest come in?
Yeah.
Well, the kid's 14.
So
the love interest is the mom and dad.
Oh, okay.
We're saving a marriage. It's a little different kind of Hallmark movie, but we're going deeper. We're going older generation to like saving marriages rather than like splitting marriage.
Oh, and they like love that. Hallmark movies, that generation.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
I love Hallmark movies.
Her mom watches them all.
I want to be in one. So if
this is the one.
You have to move to Canada.
Oh. Really?
What? Yeah.
Is that going to be a problem?
That's where a lot of them are filmed.
I'll go to Canada.
I would love to know who you guys believe is the fake.
I think the kids shatting and pooping and
diabetes
dad with the dying mom with
there
the
was
sick.
A lot going on.
Everyone in that family had issues.
I hear you.
There's no way you have that much illness in one
crazy.
Family.
And she's just like, by the way, this laundry list of things. Right. Like, what do you guys think? It's like, I don't know. Quit?
For me,
needs to
I
go
think,
to the ER.
I think it's either Joe's or hers.
Okay, so Joe or Marley's? I think it's Marley's.
Isaiah's was just like...
That wasn't my story. That was just
what I remember.
The comment from Discovery's 404.
I think it's probably Joe. That's like a little crazy. I feel like that's like...
I don't think it's crazy. I think the comments were too clever.
They were very clever.
I think all three comments were very clever.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever been on Reddit?
There's some funny people.
That's true. They're funny.
Tanner and Daniela, we cannot thank you guys enough for being here tonight. Like, that's seriously, fun. You are so fun. We would love to have you guys back. Like, every week, be a part of it forever.
Oh, my God.
And we love you all, Frenzies. Thanks so much for being here. And we can't wait to see you guys next Tuesday.